From Peoria Public Radio, this is Out and About. I'm Nathan Irwin.
And I'm Jen Gordon of Arts Partners of Central Illinois. We're talking with Jack Murtis, author of The Springfield Experiment. There are two staged readings of the play tonight and tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. at the Inspired Arts Academy in Morton. Thank you for being with us today, Jack.
Thank you for having me.
And in the interests of full disclosure, I should point out here that I'm one of the performers in this production.
Yes, you are, and one of the better ones.
Another reason to see the play.
Yes, but they're all good. They're all so good. They really are. I've told him that, haven't I?
Jack, the play focuses on a particular season in the life of Mary Todd Lincoln. As the playwright, how do you decide when you want to pick up the story of Mary Todd Lincoln? Where in her life does the story start in your play?
This starts in 1875, after she came out of the asylum. And so it's a whole new section of her life that hasn't been explored very. I don't think it's ever been explored. It's mentioned in several books in a paragraph, but not anything, because they really don't know what happened. But I created quite a bit of what happened.
So how much of the text of the play is speculation and supposition and invention on your part, and how much of that is drawn from historical sources?
I'd say half and half. And I tried to weave the facts in with what nobody knows what happened. You take from the letters, I took all kinds of research, places from the different places of books and things to weave it in.
And what kind of sources did you draw on? You mentioned using letters. So is there original documentation that kind of helps you put at least a framework together?
Letters and books, magazine articles, yes.
You've mentioned that you really enjoy telling stories that have previously not been told before.
Yes.
What was it about Mary Todd Lincoln that brought you to this part in her life and this story, and why did you want to tell it?
Well, I've been collecting articles and books about her for a long time, and I didn't know exactly why, other than being interested in her. But I didn't want to write a book, because everybody's written a book. And so I just decided that sounded like a good framework for this play. I decided to make it a play. Mm-hmm. And it's worked out so far.
And in researching and writing and speculating about this season in Mary Todd Lincoln's life, have you been surprised at what you've discovered about Mary Todd Lincoln?
Some, yes. Yes, I have. She had a lot of grudges. And so I based her. I looked up who she didn't like and blah, blah. And I incorporated it into the story. And she didn't like her son, Robert, who put her in the asylum. But she didn't like Stanton. She didn't like all these people in the White House. She didn't like Lincoln's secretaries. She just, Mrs. Grant, she didn't like her. It just, she was hard to get along with.
Can you talk about the decisions you made about which characters to include in the text? Because you include several of Mary Todd Lincoln's sisters. Mm-hmm. You include Robert Todd Lincoln, obviously. But can you talk about why you chose these particular characters to tell this story?
Because they were the ones she had grudges against.
Okay.
That's where the drama came from what she felt about all these people. I really look back on this and think, how did I do this? I just can't believe it came out of my mind. But
the play is called The Springfield Experiment, and can you talk a little bit about what experiment is being conducted here? What's being tested in this play?
To see if she can function in the outside world after being released from the asylum. That's the story, and I just created all these problems that she might have. That was what it's all about, is that 9 months of her life.
Because the backstory here is that Mary Todd Lincoln has been committed to an asylum, and she's been petitioning to be to be released.
Right.
And this is a trial release to see if she's capable of managing her own affairs.
Yes, and Robert's against it, but her sister and brother-in-law, they were for her, and the man who wrote the reporter for the one of the newspapers, he was trying to get her released. And it worked, you know.
This is the first time that you've played the role of producer in addition to being the playwright.
Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit of what it's been like to watch these characters that you've, in a sense, created on the page come to life before your eyes?
It's wonderful. I've told him a lot. I just said it's just wonderful to hear these people. I had them talk in my head, but never heard them talk, you know, real people. But, no, it's nice. I might do this again, but I'm going to get a rest. But, yeah, I'll do it again if I believe in my own creativity. I'm going to try and see that it's, you know, set forth.
Now, I and some of the other actors were brought into this process over the summer, but I know that you and the director, Vic Burnett,
right,
have been trying to get this going for years.
Seven years.
So can you talk a little bit about what was going on in those 6 years and 9 months before you had a commitment and were able to start?
Well,
rehearsals?
We were a couple trying to get it off the ground. A lot of people liked it, but they didn't want to do it. And so it just, you know, fizzled out after so long, I think probably a year or two. And then I got busy with other things, and then I just decided, you know, okay, I'm going to do this now. It's in different form. The reader's version is different from the original. It was a full-scale production, and it was longer, quite a bit longer.
I was going to say, even in our rehearsal process, we've made a couple of small cuts to the to the script here and there. But so the original version
was
longer?
Maybe 2.5 hours.
And was that cut primarily so that it fits into a 2-hour performance?
Right. And I had to cut out two characters, another sister and brother-in-law, who were accused of being Southern spies. But you can't blame her. She was Southern. You know, Mary, she was Southern, and all of her relatives were Southern. Well, they were fighting, you know, each other, and her husband's a president of the union. I mean, she had a lot of mental, you know, and a lot of anguish here.
Jack, did you come out of this process having more sympathy for Mary Todd Lincoln?
Oh, sure. But I went on to live with her.
Well, Mary Todd Lincoln is a really fascinating character in this play because she's temperamental, she's moody, she's really acerbic at times. But she's also suffered these great tragedies, and I think that comes out over the course of the 2 hours. What was Mary Todd Lincoln like as a person, at least as best you've been able to determine?
Well, she had a big ego and thought, you know, because they didn't like her in Washington because she wanted to be the big wheel here. And she was educated, and she was a woman. And so she had a lot of things against her. But Lincoln loved her and let her go, you know, so far. But her family had some mental problems, but she was sympathetic. She loved her children. She let them go all over the place, which nobody liked either. So I would say that, you know, I would like her, but I wouldn't want to live with her.
Now, you and Vic Burnett have assembled a wonderful cast.
They're excellent.
A lot of local theater veterans will be on stage, and we have portraying Mary Todd Lincoln, Helen
Engelbrecht.
Yes.
On television the other day, I said she was the best actress in Peoria, and then I said, and maybe the surrounding areas too, but she's the one I picked. Vic had the rest of them, but I knew that years ago, 7 years ago, and she stuck with this project. I really give her credit for that.
Now, I'm curious, as you've gone through this process, writing the play and revising the play and watching the play get interpreted by actors and filtering it through Vic as the director, have you learned anything about the playwriting process that you think you can take into your next playwriting project?
Yes, I guess. I learned a lot of things about the process of producing a play. And like I said, I'll wait a while before I do it again. But I will probably do it.
What do you hope that the audience walks away with after seeing the Springfield Experiment?
First, I hope they're very impressed, and I hope that they really enjoyed it, and I hope they feel sympathy for Mary, and maybe a little sadness, And I hope they want to see it again.
We've been talking with Jack Mertes about his play, The Springfield Experiment. It's being performed tonight and tomorrow at 7:30 at the Inspired Arts Academy in Morton. Jack, break a leg.
Okay.
The Caterpillar Employees Mixed Chorus presents Schoolhouse Rock Live, with performances continuing through Saturday at 7:30 p.m. at Cornstalk Theater.
And since we're on a theater theme, Peoria Players Theater is opening their next season with performances of the musical Sister Act. It's based on the feature film from a few years ago. That opens this weekend. It continues next weekend as well.
Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers.
You can learn more about Peoria Public Radio when you visit our website, peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin, and this is Out and About.